Welcome to More Life Now, the radio outreach dedicated to helping you receive more of the abundant life God has given us. Today, Keith Moore is teaching from the Word of God, a series entitled, The Offerings of the Lord. Stay tuned, because at the end of this broadcast, we'll be giving you information on how you can receive a free copy of today's teaching. And now, Brother Moore.
If you would, go with me to 1 Peter this morning. 1 Peter, the second chapter. We've been ministering for some weeks now. I guess about 11 weeks, is that what it is? On the subject of the offerings of the Lord. And our text is in 1 Peter, the second chapter. Let's pray before we read this. How many believe that the Lord could give you something really good today?
Yes.
Answer questions maybe that you'd had a long time. Show you direction for right now. Because you know I'm not your teacher, the main teacher. And you're not limited to what I know. The Holy Ghost is here. And he can say things to you that I didn't even say, right? In between the lines and about what was said. And just tailor it right to you so that you leave and say, glory to God, I heard from God. I heard from the Lord. So close your eyes right now, Father. We're all here before you. Our eyes are on you to see what you would do and to hear what you would say. We agree together as touching this thing, asking for perfect and complete utterance, the anointing that teaches and ministers for everybody, for ears that hear and eyes that see and a heart open and receptive. Let there come revelation of truth that sets free. Let there come divine grace deposits and spiritual and natural enablements. Let there come answers to questions and help and direction for right now. And we'll be receivers, and we'll not just be hearers only, but we will, by your grace, be doers of the word. And as we do, we know we'll be blessed because you're always faithful to watch over your word and perform it in our lives. Amen. Hallelujah. Everybody say, I'm a doer.
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 Of the Word of God.
You do understand that's the only people who get results.
Amen.
Not just churchgoers, not just Bible readers, not just tape players. It's only the doers who get results. And I'm talking to doers. 1 Peter chapter 2, verse 5. He said, you also as lively stones are built up a spiritual house, a holy priesthood. To do what? To offer up spiritual sacrifices acceptable to God by Jesus Christ. Another translation of this reads, the Amplified actually says, come and like living stones, be yourselves built into a spiritual house for a holy, dedicated, consecrated priesthood to offer up those spiritual sacrifices that are acceptable and pleasing to God through Jesus Christ. We've been made kings and priests, have we not? It's a fact, no matter if you feel like it or, you know, have thought much about it, you are. You have been made a king and a priest. To understand what a priest does, you'd have to go back and look at the Old Testament and Leviticus and different places to see what they did, because all that's a type of what we're to do now and in the future. And you'll see one thing that priests did a whole lot of was work in the offerings of the Lord. Sacrifices, or we'd probably say today, offerings. But they were offerings for sin, and they were fellowship offerings and peace offerings and meal offerings and on and on and on and on. And it took a whole lot of people all the time just working in the offerings of the Lord. Well, are we priests today?
Yes, sir.
What are we to do according to this New Testament verse?
Offering.
We are to do what? To offer up spiritual sacrifices that are what?
Acceptable,
and the Amplified says pleasing and acceptable to Him. Now, you know, just by understanding there, if he specifies it acceptable, then there must be some that are unacceptable. And we're to offer up not just carnal sacrifices, but what? Spiritual sacrifices and acceptable. Now, when you say spiritual, so many times people's mind go off on a tangent and they think it has nothing to do with natural things. But no, for instance, our praise and our worship and our thanksgiving is to be a spiritual sacrifice to God. It's something we're doing naturally, but how many know that they who worship God must worship Him how? In spirit and in truth. Well, couldn't you stand up and be making a lot of noise, but not be worshiping God in spirit? But could you also be singing and you're doing something in the natural, but it is a spiritual sacrifice. It's coming right out of your heart. It's in love. It's in faith. And it's a spiritual sacrifice and it's acceptable to God. Amen. Pleasing to God. Well, the same thing is true concerning all of our offerings. You could write a check and put something in the plate and just go through the motion and it not be a spiritual sacrifice. And it not be pleasing to God. Or you could do something in faith, in love, from your heart, by the direction of the Lord. And even though it's something that's happening in the natural, it is a spiritual sacrifice. And if it's done in faith and properly, it is pleasing to God. It is acceptable to Him. Now, the word offering, like we've said before, offering. Offering means something that is offered. Sometimes the word is presented, something that is presented, something that is offered, and our offerings are to God. So when we come in, we bring our offerings, our tithes, our first fruits, our gifts, and we lift them up. That's one reason I hold mine up. You know, that's another way of expressing what the Bible calls a wave offering or a heave offering. All that meant is that you lifted it up. Why? Well, you're indicating I'm offering this not to a person out here horizontally. I'm offering it vertically to my God. Well, here's the thing I don't think so many people have understood or thought. Just because I offered you something doesn't mean you have to receive it. Just because you offered me something doesn't mean that I automatically or have to receive it. And just because we offer something to God, that does not mean He has to receive it or that He automatically receives it. And in fact, we've already covered a lot of ground and seen it. There are numerous scriptures that say very plainly there are some offerings He accepts and there are those He does not accept. And that's why this says we're to offer up spiritual sacrifices that are what?
Acceptable
to Him. This is such an important thing that I don't think it's been camped on and dwelt upon properly like it should be. We were in 2 Corinthians 9 in the offering. Turn over that right now to the 8th chapter. 2 Corinthians 8. Through tradition and through centuries of the word not being taught on this subject, this whole issue of offerings has become skewed and twisted. And in so many churches, it's people in debt, you know, the ministers or people are talking about, you know, would you please give? Would you please give? And that is such a privilege for us to receive your offerings. And thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you. And so much of it is just this. It's just horizontal. Men giving to men and men pulling and asking men to give to them and thanking men for giving to men. And it is not real to the people of God that we're giving to God. Right? Look what a difference in mentality here in the beginning days of the church in 2 Corinthians 8 and verse 3, 2 Corinthians 8, 3. Well, let me back up to verse 1. He said, brethren, we do you to wit of the grace of God bestowed on the churches of Macedonia. How that in a great trial of affliction, the abundance of their joy and their deep poverty abounded unto the riches of their liberality. Now, these are the beginning days of the church. They're just finding out about the things of God, and they're poor. But how many know that just because you're poor doesn't mean you can't give? And just because you're poor doesn't mean you can't be generous. You know, I've had people tell me, you know, it didn't take me long to straighten them out about it, but I've had people say, oh, Brother Keith, you ought to go over there. You know, they got several millionaires in that church. Well, just because they do, don't mean they're going to give any of it to you.
That's right.
I've been to churches that had all kind of money and didn't give me enough to get out of town. I've been to little churches that had 8 people that just blessed me amazingly.
Amen.
You should never get your eyes on people to begin with, right? But sometimes people have thought, well, you know, especially talking about preaching the word outside the U.S., oh, you ought not go over there preaching prosperity to those poor people. They're hurting. They need it the most of anybody. You shouldn't expect them to give. God does. See, that's the thing people miss. We must not set ourselves up as the source of anybody or the provider for anybody. We must teach them to look to the same source we look to. Right? Not be dependent on us, but on Him. And He has said, this is how it works. You honor me with your substance and the first fruits of all your increase, and I'll bless you. I'll cause your barns to overflow. Hallelujah. And your presses to burst out with new wine. So give, and it'll be given to you. Good measure, pressed down, shaken together, running over. Men will give into your bosom. And the measure you determine to sow out, that's how it's going to be determined to come back to you. Everybody should give. No such thing as somebody too poor to give. No. And so here he said to them, in their deep poverty, they were liberal. How many think they stayed in deep poverty? Being liberal? No, you know they didn't. You know they came out. We know the word well enough to know. Verse 3, for to their power I bear record, yea, and beyond their power they were willing of themselves. They were willing to do beyond what they had. How many know you, that should always be your heart? That should always be your heart. You know, no matter how much you have, you ought to look around and think, Lord, I wish I could just underwrite that whole thing.
And that concludes today's message by Brother Keith Moore. If you would like a free copy of today's teaching entitled, The Acceptable Offering, you may write to Moore Life Ministries, Post Office Box 1010, Branson, Missouri 65615. Or you may call our offices at 417-334-9233. That's 417-334-9233. The offer number is R1102K. That's R1102K, and the message will be sent to you postage paid. For more information about this ministry, including an itinerary of upcoming meetings, please visit our website at morelifenow.org. Also, if you are visiting in our area, we invite you to attend service with us at Faith Life Church in beautiful Branson, Missouri. Service times are Friday evenings at 7:30 and Sunday mornings at 10 o'clock. Thank you for joining us today, and be sure to tune in next time for More Life Now.